I'm a full copy and half of Shear.
God willing, you have it tomorrow.
Continuation of Shear 7.
No, we finished 7.
Okay, so Shear 8?
Yeah.
You finished 7?
Yeah, I wrote them all. I wrote them all up. I'll photocopy them for you. Be ready tomorrow. You know. Okay, let's begin. Where is everybody? Yeah.
Hello?
A lot of people are missing though. Yes.
I saw.
Pesach Sheni. Where's Daniel? He's not here.
Pesach Sheni is that tomorrow? Just today.
Daniel, where's Daniel? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's begin. Okay, we left off, the last thing that we left off with was, what did the Rishash say on that Tulsus in Maseches Shabbos? On that Tulsus, I'm sorry, Maseches Ksubis, you know, how could the Gemara say that David didn't sin? That's exactly what motivated the Gemara to give its second answer, and the second answer being that there was a what? There was a get given, and therefore David HaMelech did nothing wrong. That's what motivated Tulsus to say what he said. That's how the Rishash learned the Pshat. Okay, so let's pick it up from there. Shear number 8, number 1. This practice of Chayalim, giving gets, when did this practice start? Because there's a very big difficulty. The Pasuk that was quoted was the War of Shaul. And it said, Kol Yotzim Lechemes Beis David. And the Pasuk that was quoted wasn't talking about, David HaMelech. It was talking about the War of Shaul with Goliath. So therefore, what's going on? So Rashi answered that Kasha. Please get it. Rashi answered that David HaMelech learned from Yishai. Because Yishai had sent out David HaMelech, find out what happened to your three brothers who were in this war. So to learn the Gemara properly, that's exactly what Rashi was driving at. Rashi was saying that the Pasuk in Echanami was by the War of Shaul with Goliath. But David HaMelech learned from Yishai this practice, and that practice being that when a soldier would go out, he would give a get to his wife so she wouldn't be stuck as an aguna. In fact, we said that the Rambam in the Tshuvas was asked this question. He was asked, why does the Gemara quote the Pasuk by Mechemes Shaul, if it's talking about Melchos Beis David? So the answer is, the Rambam responded, the Melchos Beis David is Lav Davka. Anyone who goes out to battle writes this get. And when the Gemara said the Mechemes, it was Lav Davka. And therefore, Halacha Lamaisa, we said that Mechemes Beis David, who is a tzaddik, he wouldn't want to leave his tzaddikim, didn't want to do anything wrong in their life. It could be that it was by other malachim, like Yeravim and Achav, they could care less. Who knows if they did it. But the tzaddikim, like Shaul HaMelech, David HaMelech, they would make sure that their soldiers had a get. So the Rambam interprets the Gemara as being Malchus Beis David was really Lav Davka. So that's number one regarding this practice. Number two. Was this practice even done during the times of Moshe Rabbeinu? So we said the Balaturim said yes. The Balaturim on the Pasuk in Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk of Aleph, says, V'avar lachem kol chalutz, that when Moshe Rabbeinu told B'nai Gad of B'nai Reuben that if you want to conquer every yard, you have to fight with us to get Eretz Yisrael, it says the word chalutz. Chalutz is only mentioned twice in the whole Chumash. Chalutz regarding Yibum, and chalutz regarding Beis David. That they shouldn't be caught as what? As Yibum. They should be caught in Yibum. So the practice was, says the Balaturim, that any couple that didn't have kids, if a chayal was married and didn't have kids, Moshe Rabbeinu would have him write a get before he left. But other chayalim that were married and had kids, he didn't require it. Only during the times of David HaMelech did he make it a uniform rule that all chayalim have to give a get. But Bizman Moshe Rabbeinu was limited only to those that were married and had no kids, because he didn't want Yibum to have to happen or forced to be locked into Yibum. And with that in mind, he answered a great kasha, because what are the two ways to terminate a marriage? One is through a get, and the other is through Misa Sabal, through the death of a husband. And the Gemara in Kedushin learns it out on Yigimel Beis from the Pasuk Penya Muspil Muhammad Ish Acher Yikachenu. The man will die in battle, and another man will take her. But according to the Baal HaTurim, if everyone went out to battle, had a get, so how is that a mucker for Mises Baal? The answer is not everyone had a get. Only those who had no kids had no get. But the ones who had kids didn't give a get. So there, and from that perspective, from those perspectives, the Misa of the Chassan was considered, of the Yobe, of the soldier, was considered the Hetel Baal. So that's the answer that we wanted to give, and that's the Makor, the Misa Baal's Matters, terminates a marriage. It was a pasuk can be understood by marriages where the get wasn't given. Which marriages where the get wasn't given? If they had kids. The concern of Moshe Rabbeinu was only chalutz, to make sure you wouldn't be forced into doing a chalitza. So I want you to get that. That's number two. In Moshe Rabbeinu's days, they did do it, but only limited to a chayalim that had no kids. Yes, Shimon.
What was the pasuk for Mistabal in Kiddushin?
It says, Pen Yamus bil Mocham Avish Acher Yikachenu. I think it's a parsha kitetza. Okay?
Ready?
Yeah.
Why didn't Moshe give a get to everyone? Nizman Moshe?
Because I don't think there was a concern of losing the body or being in a guna. There was less of a concern of that.
Conquest?
Yeah, I think you have to say something like that. There was only concern of, you know, being locked up and you, correct. Yes, Daniel.
How did the Baal HaTurim answer that Gemara according to Tosfos?
No, he was just assuming like Rashi. I mean, but even Rashi, we said it was Lav Dafka.
Even right, remember the second answer.
Yeah, the Ritva and Tosfos said Rashi. They, no problem. In other words,
and how would you? What would you do with that Gemara according to the first answer?
No, he's just saying a Chiddush on his own. Bisman Moshe. The end of the day, everyone agrees David HaMelech did it by everybody. He's just saying a Chiddush Bisman Moshe was done a little bit by that situation where they had no kids. Okay, that answers number two. Okay, number three. The Rama writes in Hilchos Gittin in Ibn Ezra Siman Kuf Mem Hey Siftes. He says, a woman that's divorced al Tanai. The husband gives her a get, and he says, if he'll die, he wants a get to Bichal right before he dies. What's the halacha? The halacha is a get's a good get. Does she have to mourn for this fellow or not? Does she have to mourn for the husband or not? What do you say?
Why not?
Because they're divorced. They were divorced before he died. So Pashup Shadi, she doesn't have to at all. That's what the Rama says. But the Rama says, can she cry for him and can she go to the Levaya? So the Rama writes, if she wants to, she can. And the Pesachei Tshuva in Sifkat Zion quoted the Tshuva's Be'er Sheva that was Machmer and said she's not allowed to cry. Because if she cries, people will think she was a widow and there was some defect in the get. And they will think that she really was a widow. So the Be'er Sheva has this chumrah, she shouldn't cry, because people start thinking that what? That she's a widow and there was a begam in the get. Okay? Now, we wanted to say from here, the Chedushi or Rabbeinu Meir Simcha, or Sameach, the great Gaon, wanted to bring a raya from here against the Be'er Sheva. From where? From Bat Sheva, from our story. Because according to Rashi, it was a get out tonight, correct? Wasn't it a get out tonight? It was a get out tonight, and the get was Chal Mafreya because why? He died in war. Yes? Mm-hmm. What does it say, Beferish in the Navi? Shmuel Beis, Perik Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chavav. Again, Shmuel Beis, Perik Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chavav. It says, Vatishma Eishas Uriya, Kimeis Uriya Isha, Vatispor Abayla. It's Beferish you eulogized him. It's enough in a Pasuk in Navi. So you see that what? You see against that Chumra of the Be'er Sheva. From this Pasuk. That's what the Remeir Simcha. You see how Tanachi knew Klor, Dor Sameach as well. Quoted this Pasuk Beferish. No, Chedusha Meir Simcha. It's in the Chedusha Rabbeinu Meir Simcha. The Tshuvas, Simen Chaf. He has a Tshuvas part of it, Simen Chaf. Okay? So that's where he writes it. Okay, good. That's three, four.
Who says that?
Chedusha Rabbeinu Meir Simcha. We said Dor Sameach in the Tshuvas. Okay, number four. We had a discussion, Halacha Lamaisa. We had a discussion, and that is the following. We said, If Uriah died in battle, and it turned out that Bathsheba was not an Eishes Ish, what's the story, the Chidah, the Berakhi Yosef quotes, B'shem Ari Alpandri, let's say you have a woman who was in the status of being an Eishes Ish, and her husband went to Medina Siam, and a person was bowl her. A different man was bowl her, biznus. And they thought they were both of them were mischavin for Aveira. Both of them were mischavin for Aveira. They thought they were doing an Isra Shishish. Turned out at the time when they were Mizana, the guy was dead. The husband had died. So what's the halacha? Is she able to marry the boa? Because on the books, on the time that he was baller, she was not married. She was a widow. But they were mischavin for the Aveira. What's the din? Halacha lemaisa. So the Masis bin Myomin wants to bring a raya from our Gemara that the time that David HaMelech was Boel, Batsheva Uri was alive, and she was still in Eshesish. Turned out Lamafreya, she was single. She was Muteris LaDavid. So you see Beferish Halacha LaMaisa, and this is what he wants to tie in it, said since at the time was what? He knew that what? He knew that she was in Eshesish at that time. It turned out on the books that Lamafreya, she wasn't. So maybe you could bring a right to our case. That at the end of the day, even though they thought they were being mizana, this couple, this woman with the other man, even though on the books it was not as nus, but the bottom line is we look at the books. We don't look about what they were mechavim to. So that's what he wanted to bring a raya from this story, the Masis Moshe. So we rejected that, the Chidah says. You can't bring a raya because David HaMelech was in control. David HaMelech knew he was going to have him killed. And therefore, he knew for sure that what, at the end of the day, the books would be that she was a what? She was going to be single, based on the Get Lamafreya. In this case, though, they didn't know the guy was dead. They were mischavin for Aveira. They weren't in control of anything. So you want to bring a raya who says that so. Maybe Shitaka is usher to the guy. Because B'Shas Ma'isu was a problem. Yes, Ezra, go ahead.
I was going to ask that.
You want to say that? Very good. That's why the Chidah rejected that raya. And he said that it's possible that she would be usher. Okay, interesting. I don't know if he paskin should be also, but you have no raya at least. That's what he said. Okay, very good. Viter now, guys. Okay, that was number what? 4, 5. You know what? What I want you to do? That was we just did 4, right? Make those 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, because I wrote up this morning. When I got up this morning, 6 questions. So make the ones I just did 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay? So let's start from number 1 now. Okay? That was 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll start from number 1. What's the Shitas Arambam regarding an Eish Hashish that's Mizana B'Shogig? What's the Shitas Arambam? Okay?
What would be the case like that?
If a woman is Mizana B'Shogig, okay? She's Mizana B'Shogig. She didn't think that Znus was Usher. She didn't think that it was usher to be with another man that's not her husband.
Or did she think it was her husband and really wasn't?
Oh, so we'll get to both. Good point. Okay, but let's start with that. Okay, halacha lemaisa. Let's start with that, Ma'ari. One at a time. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Ishus that halacha lemaisa, an isha that's mezana tachas baila b'shoge is muteris labaila. Against that Ma'ari that we had learned. Okay. The Ma'arik, we discussed it, Ma'al of Omal. Remember we had that Chiddush of the Ma'arik? The Rambam argues on it. Rambam says, a woman that's Mezana Takas Baila B'Shogeg is Muteris L'Baila. Okay, that's what the Rambam writes. And the Ma'arik, we learned, based on Ma'al of Omal, is Usher. Okay, we're discussing these questions now about the Ma'arik. Okay, so we did a whole stick of term from Simon Shlit about the Ma'arik. So the Ma'arik argues with the Rambam. So I want you to get the first question being the Ma'arik. Being the Rambam against the Ma'arik and the Psak of the Ramah. This is all in number 1. Okay? If Ramah Paskins like the Ma'arik, it's Simen Kuf Ayin Chesiv Gimel. Okay? In Simen Kuf Ayin Chesiv Gimels, he Paskins like the Ma'arik against the Rambam. That if she thought it was Mutter, we consider that to be Mazin, and she's Usher to her husband. Okay? And she's considered to be Usher to her husband. We got that clear? Okay? She's also to her husband. However, before we move on to the next question, we have the answer that the question that Ezra pointed out. That same Ramah says, if she was Mizana with a man, she thought it was her husband, turned out to be another guy, then she remains Mutter to her husband. Okay? I want you to get that distinction. Omer Mutter, Ripaskan, like the Ma'arik against the Rambam's Usser. But in a case where it was, if she thought it was her husband, turned out not to be her husband, that Takashi's Mutter. Okay, that answers one. Two, what was the chiddush of the Ikras Moshe on the sheet of the Ma'ari? Reb Moshe, in Ikras Moshe, Ibn Ezra, Chelek Dalet, Simon Mem Dalet, Osvav. Again, Chelek Dalet, Simon Mem Dalet, Osvav, and Ibn Ezra pointed out a phenomenal chiddush. According to the Ma'ari, if the whole issue is rebellion and trespassing against her husband, the fact that Mitzvah she lived with another man, even though she thought it was mutter, Reb Moshe says, that what would happen if the husband would give her a shus? Let's say the husband would give her a shus. Right? Reb Moshe was, if the Ba would give her a shus, right? What would be the din? So he says, well, according to the Ma'arik, in theory, she should be mutter to her husband. Which is nuts. He argues with that in the tshuva, and he says, halacha l'maisa, that if she knows that it's usher to mizana with another man, she's usher. It says the pasuk asher hutama. Even though there's no me'ilo, there's asher hutama. Reb Moshe develops this theory. There are two tracks. There's asher ma'al, there's ma'ala, and then there is the din of what? Of hutama. So the bottom line is, he says that even if there be no me'ilo of trespassing, but there would still be a din of asher hutama. So that was Reb Moshe's chiddush. He says, of course not, chas v'shalom. She definitely would be usher. So Rav Simon Schlichter just pointed out in his essay that Alpi Lomdis, he thought that Rav Moshe's Kasha and the Ma'arik was very difficult. Why? Because one of the proofs of the Ma'arik is from Esther. Esther was what? Had the Rishus of Mordechai. And the Ma'arik says, therefore you see that she's Usher. So the Ma'arik's Rai is from what? Is from Esther. With Achashverosh. And she had the permission from Mordechai. And he's saying that it was Usher. So you can't say that according to the Ma'arik, if you had permission, it would be okay. He himself brings a raya from Esther. And the scenario of Esther was she had Rishus. So that was one kashi he pointed out. Number two is that he pointed out, it seems like from the Ma'arik, that the pasuk of Ma'al Bo Ma'al is Mazbal, is Magder Asher Hutama. Seems like that they go hand in hand, that there's not two tracks. It seems from Halacha L'maisa, it seems like, in the longest of the Dover, doesn't seem like the Ma'arik is developing two tracks. It seems like it's all one din, and the Pasuk of Asher Ma'al is Magda, the Pasuk of Asher Hutama. So therefore, if it's true that Reb Moshe held En Kan Me'ila, so he should have mentioned there's no din of what? So that was another difficulty. Reb Moshe held there was two dinim. So it comes out, according to the Ma'arik, the pasuk of Ma'al O'Ma'al is Magda, the pasuk of Asher Hutama. So it comes out, according to Reb Moshe, there's Svei dinim. According to the Ma'arik, it seemed like there was all one din. Okay, so that was the kasha that we had. But there's no doubt, no one should think that if the husband gives permission, in fact, the tshuva that Reb Moshe was discussing was someone had asked him, the husband even commanded her to mizana with another man. So obviously, Lamai said, it doesn't make a difference. She would remain usher. So that's number two. Three. What is the machlokas, the Shus Yaakov, and the note of Yehuda, Lagabe Eshashisha Zintza Baratzon, in order to Kedel Hatzel Nefashos, Lagabe Isser Labala? What is that psak halakha? So we said that there's a machlokas is the Shus Yaakov and the note of Yehuda. What's a machlokas? So the Shus Yaakov had a case where there was a caravan of people, and on the caravan there was a husband and wife, and there was bandits that came that were going to threaten to kill them, and they thought that if this married woman would be mizana with the leader of the group, that would save everybody. And that's what happened. The married woman was mizana with the leader of the group to save everyone. And they were saved, they were killed. But the shaila was now, is she mutter to her husband now? Because she was mizana. It was done out's onus. But what's the din? So the Shvus Yaakov Paskin Lefi the Ma'arik, that even if there's no element of Avera, like by Esther, she was, she's still usher to her husband. She's still an isser. And he says, she did a great mitzvah, of course. This lady saved many people. Nevertheless, she remains usher. Halacha l'maisa. So it might have been mutter for her to be mizana to save the group, but nonetheless, she remains usher to her husband. That was the psak of the Shus Yaakov. And the note of Yehuda had difficulty with one part of the psak of the Shus Yaakov, and that was is that he felt, halacha lamaisa, that there is no heter. He agreed with the shushaka, she remains usher to her husband. But what he did not like is, he didn't think it was mutter for her to be mezana. Because the only heter for her to be mezana is to save Gantz Klal Yisrael. Gantz means everybody. To save just a small group of people is not permissible. That's what the Note of Yudah writes in the Tshuvas, in Yordea Madura Tinana Simet Kuf Samach Aleph. So he claimed that Beferish, halacha lamaisa, and he points out that, he says, when the Ma'arik claimed that Esther was usher to the husband, he argues on Rashi and the Ma'arik. I want you to get this. His pshat of the Esther story is that Mordechai had divorced her against the Tisus. Mordechai had divorced her, and now that she married someone else, he couldn't take her back. We thought that was shvir because it was a goy. There's no kedushin tovsin by a goy. But that's what the Note of Yudah writes, that was the case by Halacha Lamaisa that came out according to, that was his vort. That was his take. So why don't you get the machlokas? Everyone agrees she's awesome. The question is, was it mutafer to do it? So the Shushakim says yes, because it was for saving people. And the Rebbe says only mutafer is for Gantz Klal Yisrael. Okay.
What would be the, at least, like, second that?
Yeah, it's hard to discuss those types of things, Ezra. I don't know, God forbid it should never come up, but it's hard to discuss it. Okay? I don't know. Not sure. But that's what he wants to read into that. The case was he had divorced her. We don't understand what that meant. First of all, it's against Rashi and Ma'arik. He didn't divorce her, right? She was married with Mordechai. And number two, we said, is that how she, the problem, Mashiach Shaso, is when she marries someone else with Kedushin. Goy has no Tvis Kedushin. Kasheris was a Goy. Right, she said Kasher Avarati Avarati. So he says because she married someone else, he couldn't take her back. Not because she was Asubusnus. Why couldn't he take her back? We said that if a woman gets divorced and she's mezana with a guy, he can take her back. You just can't, if she had nisuin and kedushin with someone. Mordechai
wasn't a
kohen. No. She was from Sheva bin Yomin. Sheva bin Yomin. Right. Okay.
Why in this case does the Shavuos Yaakov hold she could be mezana? Isn't it Yari Yoli Yavoi?
This was considered to be halacha lamaisa. Was it considered to be mutter? So he was, you could say, one of two answers. Like Rabbi Natan was a bias of a goy. It was a goy, lamaisa. Bias akam, according to Rabbi Natan, is not. According to Rabbi Natan, we learned it's not. And give him a base. That's what Taisa says. But nevertheless, it would still register as an isser. Yes, Shimon.
Wouldn't this be similar to a case in the Rambam, I think he brings that, like, if there's a group of Jews and the goyim are going to come kill all of them, and you can say, if one will go, just kill one to save all the other ones, you can't do that. You can't single out one person, just give that person.
Right.
So if it's Be'orais, it's kind of the same thing.
She volunteered, though. She volunteered. She volunteered to do it. Well, they didn't ask for anybody.
She volunteered to get himself killed?
Yeah, so that's a shy one. Maybe yes. So, maybe so, like, you know, Roe Klein did, Lamaisa. Even if they ask of someone, if the person was Chayiv Misa, like Shivi ben Bebechri, right, the Rambam quotes, what's the din? I forgot. The guy they asked for was Chayiv Misa anyway, are I allowed to give him over? I forgot the din. Normally you're not allowed to give over a guy. But if he was Chayiv Misa like Shevi ben Bechri, I think he says you can, no? I don't remember. We got to look up the Rambam tomorrow, believe it or not, okay? I mean, we pointed out that the Tshuva space Yaakov said that Esther's really not usher on the husband. Because Kasher Avarati Avarati, she wasn't sure. If she was Matzliach and saving Klal Yisrael, she'd be Mutter. If she wasn't Matzliach, then she'd be usher. We thought that was very difficult, as Simon said. Which should depend upon whether you're Matzliach or not, whether you're usher or the husband. You write that in the base Yaakov, we point out. Not the Shvus Yaakov. The base Yaakov says she really wasn't usher to Mordechai. Please get that. Then she wasn't usher to Mordechai, but she should kasher avarati avarati, because she didn't know at that point if she'd be matzliach. If she was matzliach, then she wouldn't be usher. It's hard to say. That's a chiddush, but okay. Please get that machlokas Shavuos Yaakov, and also that line from the Shavuos Yaakov. The Note of Yudah's take on that whole story is very, very difficult. He himself says that Rashi's against it. He himself says, according to Rashi, the Ma'arik makes a lot of sense. But again, we're pointing out it's not just Rashi. How do you understand the whole din? You know, there's no Kedushin Tovsin v'Achashverosh. Okay. That answers number three. Number four. Okay. What's the pshat of the Zohar regarding the story of Esther? So the Zohar HaKodesh in Parshas Ki Tetzeh, Os Reishai and Vav, says that really Esther was not Nivul Alachashverish. It was a shade. Hashem, Esther sent a shade, and therefore she's Muteris to Mordechai. And the truth of the matter is that the Siftei Chaim has in his Sefer, what about all the dinim we learned, Esther Karka Olam, all those dinim? So the pshat is, what you have to say is that Rav Moshe Zachusa was one of the Baalei HaKabbalah in Italy, said the pashas of the Pasuk is that Esther was Nivul Alachashverosh. The Zohar is Alpi Derech HaTrush, but Alpi Pshutal Shemikra, she was Mechuyiv Limsor Nafsho. If she was Mechuyiv Limsor Nafsho, the Torah would not have what been made like that. That the Pshutal Shemikra, Lamaisa, we see is a problem, Lamaisa. And that's why the Gemara, like Johnny asked, we said, be a Smitsri. The Gemara was only bothered by Esther Karka Olam, only the Gabi the Chilul Hashem, remember? That was the Taisus Kasha.
Who says this answer?
That's Rav Moshe Zachusa. Rav Moshe Zachusa says that in a Hanami, the Zohar is the Alpiderach HaDrosh, and the Pshuto Shemikra is that it was not a shade. That's what he wanted to say. But the truth of the matter is, we said that, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says Esther was Esther before Hesiavoy. The Gemara was only bothered by Chilul Hashem. What's the Gemara's answers? Two answers. Abai says Karkolim. Rava says he did it for his own Hanah. So all the Rishonim are bothered. Why weren't you worried about Gila Raya? So either you say like Rabbeinu Tam, that a Bias Goy is not Yarag Vayavah, or you say like the Rivam, who argues. The Rivam says that the Gemara was asking about both. And it wasn't Gila Raya because it was Karkolim or it was a non-Satsuma.
You say it wasn't Gila Raya because it wasn't like the Zohar, it wasn't her.
Right. The Zohar is going against the Bavli, correct. Against the Pshuta Shemikra. The Gemara, the Bavli is working with the Pshuta Shemikra. Yes, go ahead, Ezra.
Who's the one that said that even if that was what actually happened, like the Zohar, but we don't learn like that because you have to just take the Pshuta Mikra to learn halachos?
Rav Moshe Zachusa. Rav Moshe Zachusa, the Gedolei HaKabbalim in Italy. Okay, that answers number four. Five, what is the din of an Eshisha Zinsha V'tshuva? She thought the Mashiach would come from her. This guy, she's married to a man. This guy keeps provoking and asking her the whole time, and he's saying that if she lets him be mezana with her, the kid will be the Mashiach. So she gave in, and she was very naive. No, you have a couple.
Yeah.
Well, I said tshuva. I didn't say tshuva. No. He convinces her. I think I said tshuva. The another man, not her husband. She keeps convincing her to have znus with him, and he said to her that the boy that will come out of that will be the Mashiach. Nothing, I said tshuva? How did that do with tshuva? Okay, so in other words, he keeps trying to convince her. So she gave in. She was naive, and the shaila is now that she remained usher to her husband. So the Binyan Siyan had this tshuva. Simon Kufnun Dalit. Binyan Siyan, the Aruch Lanier, had a tshuva saver called the Binyan Siyan. So what's the din? So at first he thinks that she's Aser, based on the Ma'arik. And then he continues and he says no, he backs out of that. And he says, since she was Mizana L'Shem Mitzvah, L'Shem Shemayim, she said, how can you call that Mi'ila B'Baal? He says, how can you call that Mi'ila B'Baal? And therefore, Halacha L'Maisa, she's considered to be what? She's considered to be what? She's considered to be Muteris. Halacha L'Maisa, she's called Onis, Gomer, and she's Muteris L'Baila. Alpi Halacha. So he claimed that she still remains mutter. Okay, it's a bit chiddush. But that was the tshuva. Okay, Daniel, you got me? Wasn't Meila, the Binyan Siyan. Binyan Siyan is Miskavin Loinus.
Other than
Omer
Mutter.
Yeah, Omer Mutter, you didn't think it's an issue. Here you thought you're doing L'Shem Shammai. It's a higher Madrega. Thought you're doing L'Shem Mitzvah, you know? It's a different din. So therefore, you thought there's no Meila Labal. That's what he wanted to say. He wanted to say there'd be Mutter Labal. It's an Onus Gomer. Different than Omer Mutter. Onus Gomer. Omer Mutter is, you know what you're doing. You just didn't think it's awesome. Here you thought L'maisa more than that. You thought it was even a mitzvah. Okay. It's a chiddush L'maisa.
So why would
it's a chiddush.
Why would that apply to the case where the woman was mezana to say the whole caravan? She thought it was a mitzvah. She did L'shem Shemayim. So that should mean that she should be mutter to her vow.
Yeah, in other words, in that case, would you say the Binyan Siyan would allow that case? Why is that different? I mean, she did it L'shem Shemayim. She did it L'shem Shemayim. I mean, okay, what would be the difference between the two cases? I mean, it's a little different, Lamais. Here she thought she was mamish doing a mitzvah by having the Mashiach. There she knew she was doing something wrong, but it's, you know, it's trying to save people.
Mashiach would be saving down to Israel also.
Yeah, yeah, but I think you could be mechalek in the different cases. She knew she was doing something wrong, but the, you know, this was, she thought the Maisa Biyu was L'Shem Shamayim. Okay, good to think about it. It's a good point. Okay, number six. Well, how did the Chassam Sofer utilize Mazar Rabbeinu Tam like Abi Yisachim? So we had that first semester. Daniel, you got me. Let's go. You got it. Okay. Pinchas okay?
Yeah, it's rad.
Canceled. Okay, good. So, not good, but all right. Missing. So the Chassam Sofer says like this. He says, you asked before, Johnny, how could, isn't that Yarev Vayavar by Esther? So he answers that the Achashverosh was a goy. Abi Yisachim is not Gilui Arayos. So the problem is that the Shittim Kibetz is of the opinion, because the Rivam asked a lot of kashas. The Rivam asked a lot of kashas in Rabbeinu Tam, and the mandate of the kashas was to prove that she's usher to her husband. That she's usher to her husband when you live with a goy. The many mekoros the Rivam asked in Rabbeinu Tam show that if a married woman's mezana with a goy, she becomes usher to her husband. There are many mekoros for that.
He asked many questions implying that.
No, the Makoros show that she's usher to her husband. So how could it be that Rabbeinu Tam matered a situation where the Abbas Yisrael was married to a man, she was mezana with a goy, she went off the derech, she was mezana with a goy, and then obviously the husband divorced her, and then later on she wants to come back to the derech and the guy wants to convert. So Rabbeinu Tam allowed them to get married. So Ravam asks a lot of kashas from different makoros that show exactly, John, that she's usher to her husband, even with a goy. You follow me?
Yeah.
So, and if you're usher to the husband, what's it then? Sur labala, sur labala. So the Rabbeinu, the Shittim Gebetz, it said, no, you make a split. And that's the way the Chumash Hadeshin was ma'az with the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, you're only mutter the baal, you're not mutter the baal. You're mutter, I'm sorry, the Rabbeinu Tam says, you're mutter the baal, you're not mutter the baal. That was the split. You're mutter to the boal, you're not mutter to the baal. You don't say asur labaal, asur labaal by a goy. You make a split. What was the lumdus of this split of the Trumas of Deshidim Gadesh Peshat and Rabbeinu Tam? The Chassam Sofer said in the Chidushim, very beautifully we said, because Rabbeinu Tam holds like the Ma'arik, that by living with a goy, halacha l'maisa, by living with a goy, you have trespassed. It's a terrible thing, and you will create an Isser. Allah Maisa. But when they convert, he becomes like a new man. He's Panim Chadashos. He's not the same Boel. Originally he was a Behema. Now he's an Adam. And therefore she's Muteris Lo. But regarding the husband, there was what? There was a Me'ilut. Regarding the husband, there was a Me'ilut. So regarding the husband, there was a Me'ilut. So you got to pick it up, Lamaisa. Regarding me, so I remember now. We're up to 11 now. So that's what the Chassam Sofer says from the Ma'arik. You follow me? Chassam Sofer says that the Rabbeinu Tam will be mechalek, that if she's mezana with a goy, she's usher to her husband, remains mutter the baal if the baal ends up converting, because he's a new man. When he was mezana with, he's a behemah, now he's a new man. So therefore, the lumdus is, so why did he create an isser on the husband? Because it was the merida. There was a me'ila. So the Chassam Sofer utilized the ma'arik to say that's exactly what the Rabbeinu Tam holds. The Rabbeinu Tam holds like the ma'arik. That we make a split between the ball and the ball. Aye, suru la ball, suru la ball. That's by Jews, but not by a goy. He's like a new person when he's converts. He's like a new man, so there's no Isra on the ball. Okay?
Where does the Shita make a that makes a split where? That the woman becomes also.
Shot in Rabbeinu Tam. The Shita Mikubetz should make a shot in Rabbeinu Tam. There's a famous klal, suru la ball, suru la ball. She's a mezana with a goy. Rabbeinu Tam Paskin. That she could end up marrying the Baal eventually. How could that be? Because you don't apply Echel Baal by a goy. Because the goy, when he converts, becomes a new person. He's not the same person. So I don't understand. If Bias Akam is a B of a goy, why did it create an issue to the husband at all? Why has there been a time asking to that? The answer is because there was a Merida, there was a Me'ila. You see that we did. This is from the first semester we did Tyson Gimel and the Beis. We did it in this semester. I'm just saying we did it inside in the Tysis. The case was, if the Feirish and Gimel and Mebeis, you had a married couple, the woman went off the derech, was mezana with the goy. Then the husband divorced her. Then she comes back to the derech and the goy converts. Rabbeinu Tam allowed them to be married. The Rivam says it's ridiculous. There are all these makaris that if you're mezana with a goy, she's usher with what? She's usher to her husband. If you're usher to the husband, what is the Rivam asking? Asur labal, asur lawat laboel. The answer is Rabbeinu Tam makes a split when it comes to a goy. You only say ach labal, ach laboel when what? When you deal with Jews. But it'll deal with the goy that converts is it panim chadashas balakan, is a new man. Right? So if she's mutter lamaisa to the boel, why wasn't she also mutter to her husband? What's the answer? Because Rabbeinu Tam holds like who? Like the Marik. There was a Marita. There was a Mila. Therefore, she's also her husband. You got it, Johnny?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You go ahead, Ezra.
You also say what? Maybe an alternate shot that we said by David, the second shot of the Gemara, that Asur Labal is not necessarily Asur Labal. Maybe he holds also like that.
Notice Ezra's saying that it's not always Haba Hatalia. I hear what you're saying, but we only said that regarding a rape case. You understand what I'm saying? Because the rape case, remember we said it was flipped. So you're suggesting you're flipping it. Because in the second answer to the Gemara we had, if the guy rapes a married woman, you're still mutter to the Baal, but you'll be usher to the Boel. You're flipping it.
I thought we said...
No, our case that I'm talking about now is you're usher to the Baal, but mutter to the Boel, which is smack against that cloud. So we're saying a goy is different. Your case that we discussed in the Gemara at great length, we chazard, was a case where a guy was ma'aneser, like David HaMelech, right? Does she remain mutter to him or not? Because she remained mutter to her husband, mutter Labal, but are you usher to Boel? Those were the two terutsim in the Gemara was struggling on. And the second day is said yes. That the Isser, what, if you're mutter to the Baal, you'll also be what? You'll also be mutter to the...
I thought it was flipped. Okay, fine.
No, remember we said it's flipped. That's what I'm saying. Follow me? Okay, good. So that was, we said, was the Neguda, Bolte, Rutsum, and the Gemara. That was in the reverse way. This is Rabbeinu Tam smack against the cloud. So you're machalik by saying it's a goy. Okay? Because that was the Chassam Sofer's pshat in the 2 days in the Gemara. Because according to the first day in the Gemara... Even if it was a rape, she remains mutter. Because if you're a mutter to the Baal, you're a mutter to the Baal. I'd be a rape, that doesn't mean if it's you're a mutter to the Baal, you're a mutter to the Baal. Second day, it's just no way. If you raped her, Lamais, I don't care if she stays mutter to the Baal, you'll always be us to the Baal. That's why the Gemara had to come out of the get. Uh-huh. Right? See, it's flipped. Very good. Okay, that's, what are we up to now? 11, correct?
Yeah.
Let's go, guys. Number 11. Okay. We're on Testament Bays now. So the Gemara now brings up a raya for Abaye. Abaye wants to bring a raya. Let's get this. Abaye wants to bring a raya that to Rabbi Elazar, the Pesach Pasuch Masati is usher. Okay? But there are a few stages in the Gemara. Okay? The Gemara wanted to say the following. Ikri Daite, Wednesday yes, Thursday no. Wednesday yes, Thursday no, correct? What does that mean, Wednesday yes, Thursday no? Because there's an issue of Ikri Daite. What's Ikri Daite? He's going to calm down. Excellent. So the Gemara says he's going to calm down. So the question is, what are we dealing with? So the Gemara said, are we dealing, there's two topics here I want you to get. Are we dealing with the Ksuba being lost, or are we dealing with an Isser? So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, the Hava Mina is as follows, that it's talking about giving the Ksuba. So the Gemara says, give her the Ksuba, what's the big deal? Give it to her. You're afraid of him calming down and relaxing, and therefore if he has Bia on Thursday night, therefore he'll calm down over the weekend, so what's going to happen? He'll live with her and he'll give her the Ksuba? If he dies in divorce, what's the big deal? It's a matana. Money's only money. It's not the end of the world. It's not an Isser. So that's what the Gemara is bothered by. If it's a Kri Daite, and the issue is paying the Ksuba, what's the big deal? Why get married Wednesday night? The whole issue is paying her the Ksuba, Nesiv law. Right? Remember, that's what the Gemara said? So that's number 11. Just shot in the Gemara. Okay? That the Gemara assumes if it's an issue of cash, it's a good Mr. Haskell, money's only money. Health is the most important thing, right? Having good health and being a Ben Tayr and a Bal Chesed, right? But the cash is not, you have to have cash to live, but it's not the most important thing in the world. You see the Gemara saying that? Nesifla. You got to what? You got to give it to her. You give it to her, what's the big deal? There's no stakes. The stakes aren't high here. It's only giving her cash. Okay, that's 11. 12. But the Tosas pointed out an amazing thing. He said, at this point of the Gemara, though, if he would go to Beis Din, and he would take her to a Beis Din and say, you know what, you were Pesach Pasuach, would he be believed to make a loose luxuba? Yes. The Gemara is saying he's just going to chill out and calm down, right? And therefore, he'll end up paying the money anyways. Versus, what's the big deal? But what happens if he would take her to a Beis Din? Would he be believed? Yes. He would be believed to make her lose the ksuba, even though Lagabi Isser, at this point in the Gemara, he's not believed. I'm stressing, guys. At the Havamina, at the point of the Gemara, we're making a split. Lagabi making her lose the ksuba, he's believed. Lagabi making her usser, he is not believed. Okay? Now, Lamaisa, that's what he points out, even though, Lamaisa, why is he believed to make her lose the ksuba? Because he has a cheskes mammon in his back pocket. Even though maybe he's making a mistake with the Pesach, we don't care. Uki mamar b'cheskes mare, and we assume halacha lemaisa that there is a chazaka, that he has a chazaka. In fact, we pointed that out, that he has a chazaka, right? That's a whole question. Why do you have to come on to the chazaka, we said. But without, you know, getting into that, I want you just to get the pshat in the Tosus. Okay, Tosus says, this point of the Gemara, he'd be believed to make her lose the ksuba, he would not be believed to make her usher. Why would he believe to make her ksuba? Because he has a chazaka. Many Achronim said, why do you need that? You know, Tosus has a line. Why is he not believed? So please get that down. Why is he believed to make her lose the ksuba? Because he had a cheskes moment. Why is he not believed to make her usher at this point in the Gemara? Why? What did Tosus say? You remember? The ukma becheskes heter. So please get that down. I want you to get that. This is for number 11. Okay? What is this, 11? This is 12. I want you to get this for 12. What was 11 we did? Just a shakta v'tari, correct. But 12, I want you to get that. At this point in the Gemara, we're making a split between the mammon and the isser. You're making her lose the ksuba because you have a cheskes mammon, but you're not believed to make her isser because she has a cheskes heter. Many gedol achrim are bothered by why do you need to come on to that? That she has a cheskes heter. You could have said she's mutter for other reasons. Okay?
Like what?
There's a sveik seike. Uh-huh. Okay? There's a sveik seike. So, but the lemaisa, maybe we'll leave that for a different question. Okay? You know what? Let me just leave, no, let's write that in the question. Why do you have to come out of cheskeset? Maybe you have a sveik seike. Sveik baki ain't a baki. Sveik onus, sveik ratzon. Okay? So, you know, why do you have to come out of that? So I just want you to get what the Shittu Megubetta says. Shittu Megubetta says, I'll tell you why I need a cheskeset. Because the suffix of whether you're a baki or not is not a good suffix. Because the Baal's screaming his heads off that he's a baki. And therefore he's claiming bari. They can't call that a suffix. Kol Shekin, he might even be married according to the Rashba. So that's why Toi said, come on to Cheskes Heter. To strengthen that, halacha lemaisa. Otherwise, lemaisa. Otherwise, Bemis, it's hard to say that. Okay, so that's why Toi said to say it. So let's summarize number 12. Again, at this point in the Gemara, Yosef, we're making a split. If he would come to Beis Din, he'd be believed to make a loser because he has a cheskes mother. He's not believed to make her usher because she has a cheskes heter. Frekta kasha, why do you have to come on a cheskes heter? Right? Let him just say sveik sveik. Baki and a baki onus a ratzon. Teretz says baki baki is not a legitimate savi because he's a bari. That's what the Shittub Gubetzis wants to say such a what? Such a pshat. Okay?
That's not a savi.
Oh, that would be also. We're just seeing that. It could be also.
Why would that be the sveik
sveik? Well, we'll see. I'll tell you why. You tell me, guys. Why is that not a good? Why is that not good? We actually worked hard on that. Why is that not an issue? Because in Mammonis, it's a problem. Ain't no tach doesn't help you. Because she should have told him. She ripped him off. Remember we stressed that? I'm glad you brought that up. When you talk about Mammonis, ain't no tach is not a suffix. Only it's a rutzel will be. Okay. We got that. That's 12. Okay. So 11 was just the shakta, the tar, the raya. First he thought it was Kuri Daite, and he made a Raya of Pesach Basuach, but the first step was Mammon, and then Isser. 12 is at that point that it's Mammon, you're only believing for Mammon, not for Isser. Okay, 13.
Ready?
Yeah.
Why are we jumping to the fact that Pesach Basuach would make her lose her Ksuva? Why not just say, like we said all the way in the beginning with Rashi, saying, go to Bezdin in order to bring Edom? not necessarily that he's going to believe on that claim, but he's going to come to Bez and say with Pesach Pesuach, and then Edom are going to come and clarify the matter.
Right, right. But there are two conclusions that can come from Pesach Pesuach. Either you focus on making her usher to you, or you focus on making her lose her ksuba. That's
what about,
all.
What about neither?
It's not neither. According to Rashi, Lamaisa, according to Rashi and the Mishnah, Lamaisa is to cause a ruckus.
Right.
That's correct. But at this point in the Gemara, we're trying to figure out that it's possible to say that maybe the Mishnah's discussion was the ruckus to make her lose the ksuba. So Gemara jumps on that and says, no great shakes. Just give her the money. But I'm saying at this stage of the Havamina.
It's not that Pesach Pesuach is going to believe to make her lose a ksuba, it's just that it's going to cause a ruckus in order to make her lose a ksuba.
Right, right. Whatever that ruckus is going to cause. It could be Isser, it could be Luxuba. So if at this point in the Gemara held maybe it was to make her lose a ksuba, Gemara says, what's the big deal? So I'll give her an extra $200. What's the big deal? But I want, at that point, it implies, says Tosafot, that if he would have come to base, he would have won to make her lose a ksuba, but not would have won to make her an Isser. And that's what Tosafot wants to say. So, yeah, real quick, Johnny.
How does she do it to say that? You need to say head because the Baal is screaming his head off and he's kind of almost a bari now.
Right.
But like Tosos's answer was why is she believed? Because she has a head there and the guy is not, the guy's a Shema. It went together.
Yeah, he says Shema ain't obaki. Look bechezkes head there. Right, okay, because that's gonna be the sake saker we're gonna get to right now. So that's what the Shita Mikabetzis is just saying that's the Sveik Sveik is not strong. You just need a Cheskasetta. Okay? He's just saying, Delmaisa, why you need a command of the Cheskasetta, because the Sveik Sveik is not so strong. Okay? We didn't get up to the Sveik Sveik in Tysus, I'm saying, but at that point, I understand, but at that point, Tysus had in his mind a possible Sveik Sveik. He didn't speak it out. Baki and Obaki, Onus or Rutzel. That suffix of Baki, even though you're right, he did say Shem and Obaki, make a good point. But the bottom line is, he didn't think that was so strong. That's why he needed to say Ukum Bechazka Sater. That's what the Shittim Kibetz is saying. Okay? All right. So, what is it, 14 now?
13.
Okay, what is Tosis Kasha now in this Havamina? That he's believed to make her lose the Ksuba. He's believed to make her lose the Ksuba. She's got a Sveik Sveik on her side. Baki and Obaki, Intim Salom or Baki, maybe it was an onus. And we know the din is that even an Ashish Cohen doesn't lose her Ksuba, according to Rabbi Lazar, right? Right? What is Rashi Shita? At least Rashi. Tosis is on the bottom. I just noticed that now. That line in Tosis is probably against, you know, the two Tosim later. Right. But it seems to be that Tosis interpret Rabbi Lazar, you only believe the maker also, not to lose the ksuba. Because Tosis said, even Ashish, remember that line? That few Ashish coin, bonus lo mifsa de ksubasa. Remember that line? That seems to be going, you know, that Rabbi Lazar held only Isser, not ksuba. You know what I mean? I just realized that now. That line's talk against the Tosis fighter. Interesting. Okay, I don't think I noticed it then. Okay. In other words, Tosis is assuming, Johnny, that you never lose the ksuba, even if in a case of one suffix. Rabbi Lazar says, usser, not to make her lose the ksuba, right? So he says, she's got a sake sake. Why is he believed to make her lose the ksuba? She has a sake sake, Daniel. You got me? Gavi, you got it?
Doesn't Tosis just pull that shit from the Gemara Nedarim, though?
Yeah, he says that from the Gemara Nedarim, that even in Ashish Cohen, but Lamaisa, I guess you could do away with the Gemara Nedarim, Daniel, and say that that wasn't a Pesach Pesuach case. Maybe it was Tainus Daman. Mm-hmm. We're talking that it was Pesach Pesuach. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying at that point, Tyson seems to be learning Pesach Pesuach against what he says later. You know what I mean? Because later he says Rabbi Lazar does both. Isser and Afsadik Subasa. You know, two souls from later. Okay, I think it's a horror. All right, you hear what I'm saying? Again, 13 is how on earth can you get out of your mouth that he's believed to make her lose the ksuba. She has a sake sake on her side. Okay, that's 13. 14. Tosis says, you know what? I want you to know something. Don't tell me that a sake sake loses. A sake sake is motzi mamon, and he proves it from Daf Yud Beis. Because the Gemara says that she at least gets 100. She at least gets 100. So if she at least gets 100, halacha l'maisa, you see that what? That a sveik sveika wins. Halacha l'maisa. She at least gets $100 if you have a sveik sveika. Because if you say a sveik sveika, she loses. Why would she even get 100? So he proves from the sugya and daf yud beis, yimishustani nenasti, that a sveik sveika is motzi mamon. That's the bottom line. Don't tell me a sveik sveika not motzi mamon. He says in that case, she at least gets 100. She says, mirustani nenasti, and he says it was a mekach tos. So the Mandomer says, a mekach tos from 200, she gets 100. Why did she get 100? That $100 That $100 is fake zekah. She shouldn't lose anything.
It's part of the kasha.
Yeah, this is proving. I want you. There's a separate question. He wants to prove. He proves that a fake zekah is motzi moment. That she's deserving. If she has a zekah, she should get her ksuba. And that sugya proves that she gets at least 100 over there. So that proves his kasha. He says, don't tell me that it's fake zekah lose. Fake zekah wins. Proved it from that Gemara. Okay? We got it, Chlor?
Mm-hmm.
Fine. That's 14, yeah? 15. Tosos answers, you know what? It's a collector's item. But Tosos sheet is against Rov Rishonim that a fake is, in fact, motzi moment. It is. The premise of the kasha remains. The answer of Tosos is that's not a fake zeka. Why is it not a fake zeka? Because it's possible that she was raped when? Break it down. When is it possible that she was raped? Maybe ain't otachav. And for purposes of mumminess, that's bad. That doesn't help you. For purposes of mumminess, that doesn't help you. Halacha
l'maisa. What was the
fake? She has a fake. A baki and a baki. Tipsalam that he's a baki. Maybe what? Maybe it was onus or rutsum. But break it down further. That onus could have been when it was enotachta. So she should have told the guy. So that breaks it down, Lamaisa. So it's not a fake. Yeah, it would be like a mechatos. Correct. So it's not a fake. So therefore, it's not a fake, Lamaisa. You can't use it. That was Tysus' answer. Beautiful answer of Tysus.
Can you explain why the onus isn't good?
Yeah, because again, we're trying to say baki and obakis. Even if you assume he's a baki, then maybe she was raped, yes? So she deserved the ksuba. Is that true? Maybe she was raped in otachtav. She should have told him, therefore she should get zero. I mean, we feel bad she was raped, but she should have told the guy that she was a bu'ula. So therefore, it's not a legitimate fake zeka. You could say it, you know, the way we wanted to say it, Pashup Shat, was, you know, it's the Pashup Shot is that, you know, it's kind of like their numbers are rigged. You know, you write onus, you write 75-25, it's not 75-25. Because from a momentous perspective, you want to say Bucky and a Bucky, oh, he's a Bucky. And even if you want to say, even if he's a Bucky, maybe she was raped. That doesn't tell me she should get the money. Because the onus could have been in a tachtov. So the numbers are basically a rig, we said. Okay, that's the answer to this. That's 14.
It was 15.
15. 16. What was the answer? Well, there were three other answers to this kasha in the Tois Yishonim on the daf. Amazing. Remember we did it inside? Tois Yishonim on the spot here gives three other terutz in that kasha. Okay, number one. So let's divide this up. 16, 17, 18. Okay? We got it, Gabi? You got me? Okay. Let's go. First answer to the Tois Yishonim was amazing. That this is not a fake zeka, it's misapech. What are you going to say? Onus a ratzon? Im timsum a ratzon. Maybe he's not a bucky? What are you talking about? Once you say it's ratzon, you're done. You're finished. There's no, you can't say maybe he wasn't a bucky. Tosis Yishonim, the answer, that's how we were medayik from this Tosis, that you see he doesn't require misapech. That goes well with what we said in Amar Avta, to be kivager, right? Which goes against the what? Who was it? The crazy place who interpreted Shem on Ischado as being they need to be Mahapik. Remember that? Yeah,
but the Rebbe answered up.
We answered that up. Place. Right. Remember we said that what?
Gave a different shot in Shem on Ischado.
That it was identical. Correct. Very good. Okay, we got it? So that's the first answer, the Tais Yishon. Number two, second answer. Rov Pipar Bikim. So you have a rov that's mistar for this cheskes moment. So you only have one suffix, whether it's onus or ratzon.
Whose answer is this?
That was the second answer to Yishon. Mamish
beferish. Rov people are bikin.
Rov people are bikin. The Gemara has a lashon like that on Vav Amis. Rov bikin. Hey. Gemara actually says
it. In the Bachrim?
That's what it says. They learn from the Rebbeim, you have to say. The Gemara there was talking about Hataya.
Yeah.
The Gemara, you're right, there was talking about Hataya, but you think a kol shekain, no? To know whether it was a Pesach Basuch or not. Hataya is much more, you know, detailed. You know, that's what I would think. Okay, but nonetheless, could be, maybe not, maybe it's only by Hataya, maybe that's easier, rather than knows Pesach Basuch, I don't know. But the Tais Yishonim says, row of people are bikin, so listen, put it together with the Cheskes moment the guy has. There's a row plus a Cheskes moment. So all you have is one suffix on a Saratzel. It's beautiful, no? She thought she had a fake faker and Motsi Mama? You don't have a fake faker. Bucky ain't no Bucky. That's not a suffix. Of course he's a Bucky. Plus there's a Rove. right? The rov is mistarf in the cheskes moment. Forget about it. There's only one suffix. Now, legabi iser, what do you say legabi iser? We're mitzarf the mute, which are not bekim, with the cheskes besula. So then you're back to the sveik. That's what we pointed out. Remember, at this point in the Gemara, we're splitting between Mammon and Isser. Mammon, you believe Isser or not? Why aren't you believe with Isser? Because you take the mute with the cheskes aguf that she has, and therefore what? And therefore, exactly. Therefore, he's not believed to make her usher. Correct. That's the second Teretz of Tosh Hashanah. The number three, which is 18, the Tosh Hashanah gave a beautiful shot in the Gemara, which was what? Which was that the whole Gemara, when in this point, when it's dealing with the Ksuba, is not talking about Pesach Pasuach. There are like three stages in this Gemara. The Pashup Shah in the Gemara is that there are two stages. That the Gemara is pilpling, was it for the Ksuba, or was it, and then the Gemara concludes it was an Isser. And the point, the first stage, when they thought it was a Ksuba, they thought it was Pesach Pasuach. Then the Gemara backs out of it and says, not cash, it's not Ksuba, it's Isser, and it's not Pesach Pasuach, it's Tainus Domim. Right? It has nothing to do with Pesach Pasuach. At the time that there was no blood. That's the simplest reading of the Gemara. But we said no. The Tosh Hashanah said that the first part of the Gemara originally held it was Tainus Domim. It was actually Tainus Domim. And Lagabi the Ksuba, we are afraid of what a calming down. We are afraid about calming down. Because cash is cash. So even though there's no blood that would enrage him, Lagabi the Isser, but not Lagabi the cash. The cash were afraid that he would actually what? He would actually be calm down about it, and nishkeferlich. So what we pointed out is, according to the Tosh Hashanah, please get it, that skirts the kasha. Because the kasha was, oh, she's got a sveik sveika. She has no sveik sveika. Because it's tainus dumb. It's not a shayla of pesach pasuach, and he's a bucky, not a bucky. It was tainus dumb in bichlal, so the kasha doesn't even start. Because we're not talking about pesach pasuach. So you'll ask me, Rebbe, how do you read the Gemara? You read the Gemara like this. First, the Gemara says, if it's for Ksuba, it was Tainus Domim. Then the Gemara says, no. The Gemara says, it was what? It was Isser, and it's talking about Pesach Pasuach. Then the Gemara backs out of that and says, no, it wasn't Pesach Pasuach. It was Isser, but it was Tainus Domim. Goes back to Tainus Domim. A, B, C. He's like adding a stage in the Gemara to Tosh Hashanah. Okay? A, B, A. Go find it. You want to say it like that too as well. Correct. But I don't want to say it like that because it's A, B, C. Because C, at the end of the day, is not the Ksuba, it's Isser. It's Tainus Domim with Isser. A was the Ksuba with what? With Tainus Domim. Yes, go ahead, Shimon. What do you say?
Don't we say by Tainus Domim, there's never a chashash, things going to calm down when he doesn't find
it? So let's point that out. Now we're up to 19. So what was the Maskanus of Gemara? The Gemara rejected. You have no raya from the Mishnah. You have no raya from the Mishnah, Drobel Lazar. Because it's not talking about Pesach Pasuach. What's it talking about? Tainus Domim. So Toysus points out, the small Tosis, Dirasko, my love, he says, in that Havamina, Halacha L'maisa, in that Havamina, you have to say, the issue of a Kri, Daita was talking about what? That's what Tosis says, my love, the Gantoin, Tainus, Pesach Pasuach, because you have to say, the Havamina was Tainus Domim, there would be no Kri, Daita, the guy would go nuts. In the Havamina, the Gemara, according to Tosis, the standard way of learning it, the Havamina was Pesach Pasuach, not Tainus Domim. But Pesach Pasuach, there would be a Kri Daite. Why would there be a Kri Daite? Because, okay, he doesn't think it's so bad. He'll calm down. But if he doesn't see blood, he'll be enraged the whole weekend. The Havamina of the Gemara was that he'll be enraged the whole weekend regarding Tainus Domim. And therefore he'll stay, and Monday morning he'll make a complaint. The Gemara backs out of that, and the Maskana says, no, Tainus Domim, he also will what? He also will calm down. But the Havamina that Tosis learns is that if it's a Kri Daite, it had to be Pesach Pasuach, because in the Havamina, Tainus Domim, the guy with Libo Nof would stay enraged. The Gemara pulls out of that in the Maskana says, even Tainus Domim, he'll dissipate and calm down. So, yes, Shimon. What's Shver?
In the Maskana, is that even by Tainus Domim, he'll calm down?
Yes, because that's what the Gemara said. Psuah Nisus, the Yom Ravi in, Yom Chamishi Lo, what's it talking about? So it's an issue of Kri Daite. But it's a Kri Daite when it comes to Isser, but it's Tainus Domim.
One step in the Gemara,
it's Tainus Domim. No, the Gemara was pilpling at first. They thought it was the cash. I mean, you can't deny that. I want to know what there are two possible results. If it was cash, what's the big deal? The Tosis Yeshanim Lamais is being Masver Lamais, and the Gabi, the Tainus Domim, that it could very well be the Havamina was with what? Was talking about the Ksuba. So we're Choshish Lamaisa. that were chayshis, the Gemara doesn't mean that Pesach Pasuk can be believed in Mafsa the Ksuba. The Gemara meant to say, Tainis Domin. Leaning Ksuba were chayshis to the Kuri, Daita by Tainis Domin.
But isn't that the Habamina also according to that?
No, so I'm saying, according to Tainis Yishanim, it was talking about cash. Isser Lamaisa, the Gemara did not understand. Like out of this, the Gemara thought, no, the guy would go nuts. Like Tysus said in the Havamina. You understand what I'm saying? The Tysus Shonim's Havamina is the Ksuba with Tainis Domin. Why, according to the Tysus Shonim, wasn't he would calm down? What about by Isser with Tainis Domin? No, because the Tysus Shonim say, hell like Tysus. At that point, the guy would go nuts. Just like Tysus learned without even having that stage. You follow me? Because Tysus learns the Maskana was, Havamina's Pesbil, the Maskana's Tainis Domin. So in the Havamina, there was no Ikuri Daita with Tainis Domin? No, because he's enraged. The Maskana is that there is, he's going to calm down also. So at that point, they agree. I'm just saying that Tosh Yishonim answers his kash of Tosh by saying, even at the point of the Havamina, it was Tainis Domin. Okay. So at the end of the day, how many answers do we have that kasha? Four answers to that kasha. One of Tosh and three from the Tosh Yishonim. A Sveik Sveik is Motzi Momin. Okay. But what do we stress? This is now we're up to 90. What do we stress? Up to 20? So what do we stress? I thought the three answers were 16, 17, and 18, no?
But then 19, we said, they were masking my love.
Oh, thank you. Okay, and then 20 now is that we pointed out that the premise of Toys that a Sveik Sveik is Motzi Momin. That's against Lamaisa standard. Rove Rishonim say not that way. So we wanted to say the following. We wanted to say that it's possible, maybe we could say, possibly, maybe we could constrict Tysus. That Tysus only meant to say it by Ksuba. The Shev Shemaitze quotes that Sveik Sveik is Motzi Momin Dafka by Ksuba. Because Ksuba is a Maisa Bezin and she's almost like Muksuk in it. It's like it's Omid Ligvos. Like Machlokes B'Shami B'Sillel in the Mishnah and Sota, whether Kol Omid Ligvos is Kigavu Yidami or not. Remember we had a Machlokes B'Shami B'Sillel in the Mishnah and Sota about that. So it's possible to say that since a Ksuba is already kind of like Omid Ligvos, it's kind of like a Maisa Bezdin, and therefore that particular type of din, a Sveik Sveika will be Motzi Momin. But classically, in all other areas, Tosus would agree that a Sveik Sveika is not Motzi Momin. That's what the Shev Shmaitza wanted to tie it, halacha l'maisa. Okay?
So does that mean that according to Shev Shmaitza, Tosus
would agree exactly, Daniel, with the other Rishonim, that a Sveik Sveika is not Motzi Momin. Only said it by Ksuba.
What about other stars?
Other stars, I don't know. Other stars, you'd have to think about it. I'm not sure. But at least by Ksuba, one might say we have it. Okay? So the next question is, what was that Machlokes B'Shami B'Sillel? I want you to know that exact Machlokes. What was that Machlokes? So it's a Mishnah in Maseches Sota. And the Mishnah says as follows. I thought it was Daf Chof Hey. So I'm sorry, it's Chof Dalet Amin Aleph. Okay? Chof Dalet Amin Aleph. That there's a Machloikis Beisham Abyssal. What's the exact case? Husband gave Kinui and there was Stira. They're on their way to Yerushalayim. That she should drink the Mesota. And what happens? The husband dies. So what's the din? Beishamai says she takes the ksuba and does not drink. Beisillel says she either drinks or she doesn't take the ksuba. So the Gemara on Daf. That's on Chavdal and Amin Aleph. Okay.
What does Beishamai tell us?
Again, let's repeat it. Beishamai says she takes the ksuba and doesn't drink. Beisillel says she either drinks or she doesn't take the ksuba. Okay?
Ready?
One sec, Ezra. That's the machloikis in the Mishnah. Okay? That's the machloikis in the Mishnah. And then the Gemara comments that this is based on the kal of kol omid ligvos is kigavui domi. Where does the Gemara comment this? I think it's on Daf, the bottom of Chaf Hei Amid Aleph. Let's get it. Beishamai holds star omid ligvos is kigavui domi. So it's like she's already got it already. And therefore, all she has to do is just take it. She doesn't have to drink. Beisillel says, I'm sorry, I beg to differ. Shtar Omer Ligos is Lavke Gavui Dami. So the Mishnah is on Chavtal Omer Alf, the Gemara is on Chafayim Omer Alf, Rani on Chafayim at base. Basil says, I'm sorry, she hasn't yet collected. Maybe she's not deserving of it. Either she drinks, if she doesn't want to drink, she doesn't get it. So therefore, we wanted to say that even though we hold like Basil Daniel, Kol HaGavui Dami is Lavke Gavui Dami, but it's kind of like on its way, the Ksuba, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like on its way. And, you know, that even though there is a Machlokes B'Sham B'Sil, but you have a Sveik Sveika here, you know, it's kind of like already what on its way to kind of tilt the balance, and therefore maybe Tosis only meant it here by Ksuba, okay?
And Beis Hillel would agree.
Yes, because you have a Sveik Sveika. It's only a Machlokes went straight up. But if you have a Sveik Sveika, maybe it's already considered like it's Muchsekas and Kegavui Dami. Remember we pointed out, I want you to get that in this question, with this question, the previous one, before Beisham Vesilo, we had a Toysus Rid on Yudvez and Mez, remember? The Toysus Rid of Shmuel Nochem pointed out that a woman's a Muchsek and a Ksuba. Remember we said that?
Yeah.
And then it was so we had a steer in the Toysus Rid. But at least the one on Yudvez and Mez said a woman's Muchsek and a Ksuba. So you could very possibly limit what? You could very possibly limit Toysus to only to a Ksuba. Okay, that's what we want to what? We want to try to do, perhaps. Okay? Fine. Yes, go ahead, Ezra.
Wouldn't that make more sense to make her either drink the water or not get the Ksuba? Because that already is like a litmus test to see whether she's... If she's not willing to drink the water, then obviously...
We don't know. We're not sure. Maybe she's, you know, afraid. You know, she might blow up.
I'm saying if she didn't have Bia, then she'll be fine, so...
Yeah, but still, it's scary. Shem Hashem is a race, so we assume that not necessarily that's not going to be a riot. Okay, it's a chiddush. Okay, next question, I think it's 22. What do Rov Rishonim hold? Rov Rishonim hold that he's believed to what? He's believed to make her lose the ksuba. Sveik Sveika is not Motzi Momon. So even if she's Muteris Lo Mitam the Sveik Sveika, that might be in the realm of Isser V'Heter. But when it comes to Momonis, he doesn't have to pay her a penny. Okay? And this fits very well according to the Rashba and the Ritva that say that a woman... A man is believed to say Pesach Basura to make her lose, even by all women in the world, even the women that have a Sveik Sveika, because of the famous din of Chazaka in Adam Tarech Basuda Umafsida. All women, even if you're not believed like Gabi the Isra, like Gabi the Mominus, no way. Rov Rishonim say Sveik Sveika is not Motzi Mom enough to pay her a penny. She remains Mutter. You okay? That's in the realm of Isra V'Heter. Sveik Sveika works in Isra V'Heter, but doesn't work in Mominus. I want you just to point out that that's against the Tosis, because the Tosis in Daf Yudam Ralph said, Einanam Terech Basudam Afsid is only by what? Cases where you're believed to make her usher. The two cases. Ashish Cohen and Ashral, Kusim Bashal Shalom Yachim. 98% of the cases you're not believed to usher, you're not believed to make her lose the Ksuba. So that already is, because it's interesting, that already kind of shows that you're a fan of Sveik Sveika being Motzi Momon, no? A little bit. Little bit. That seems to what to put together. But unless you go back to what we said is about Aksuba. It was talking about Aksuba, though. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so I want you to get that. That goes closest to Lishitasa. The Rov Rishonim say, oh, we don't care if she's Muteris and you're not believed in the realm of Isser. But Lagabi Mominis, you know, Sveik doesn't win at all. Okay, next one. 22 or 22, wherever we're at. Okay, next one. The Shach, also in the Tokfu Kohen, he wrote a Sefer Nichos Tfisa, Simon Shinchav, the Shach also was very interested in limiting our Tosfos, and he said that the Rosh holds, of course, Rov Rishon of Sveik Sveika, not Motzi Momon Yosef, but our Tosfos only meant it because it's inextricably linked. What's inextricably linked? The Isser and the Momon together. The Shach said, at the end of the day, if you're not believed to make her Usher, because you're against the Sveik Sveika, let the Sveik Sveika work for her in the realm of Isser, let it also work in the realm of Momon. But don't give me the global universal cloud that a Sveik Sveika is Motzi Momon. It's here because you don't want to have a tart to the Sasre. At the end of the day, if the Sveik Sveika wins Lagabi the Isser that she's Muteris to you, so let it win also Lagabi the Momon so she get her Ksuba. That's all Tosus was saying at the end of the day. Kefi the Maskana the Gemara. Remember we said Tos Domar at Nahavamin, remember? Where there's a split between Mom and Isser. But at the end of the day, in the Maskana Gemara, by a Sveik Sveika, he's taka not believed by Isser, by 98% of the women in the world, so also he's not believed to make her lose the Ksuba. So Tos says Sveik Sveika is Motzi Momon. Yes, by a Ksuba. Because there's a din by Isser. The Sveik Sveika wins by Isser, wins by Mom. That was another way to limit the Tisus. Number three, a third way, a new question. We pointed out from the Kuntras HaSfeikas, the brother of the Ksos. The brother of the Ksos, the Shmaitza was the Ksos, right? And we talked about the Shmaitza, the Sheva Brachas, you know, each night was a Shmaitza. Must have been a 9-hour Sheva Brachas. Yes, you're getting ready for the Shmaitzes, right? For the Sheva Brachas, right? Okay? So the Kuntras, better get going, right? So you, Chazara, use the Chazara. You, each night you do a 9-hour Chazara for every one of the Sheva Brachas. Okay. So the Kuntras HaSveikas, I don't know if you'll have 10 Surah Noshim though by the end of the Sheva Brachas. Need Yikach Boaz. Okay, you need a Surah Noshim. No, they didn't. You keep them there. Keep them there. Keep them there. You can't go. You need a Surah Noshim. Okay.
You only need 9.
Plus him. Chassan min a minion. But remember we said according to Chassam Sofer? That was only throughout the week, right? Before, remember, he said according to Biyanah. Okay. But we pass the Chassan min a minion all the time, no matter what. Okay. Kuntras HaSveikas. Please get it. Klal Vav O Zayin. What did the Kuntras HaSveikas say? He said that a Sveik Sveik is like a Ruben Issa Kaman. You follow me? Which is a big Kiddush. Normally a Sveik Sveik is not Motzi Mamun, right? Because a Rov. If Sveik is Mitam Rov, ain't Ochel no Mamun Acha Rov. But that's by Ruben Delesa Kaman. But by Ruben Issa Kaman, there are Shitas that say it's Motzi Mamun. Okay? And that was the Trumas Adesh and Simon Shin Yud Dalet. So maybe that's another reason. Maybe our Tosfos Alt Sveik works based on Ruben Issa Kaman, like the Rivash, remember? Right. So if you hold like the Rivash, Ruben Issa Kaman is Motzi Mamun. That's another way of being Masber Taisis. Okay? Weiter now. Okay? Weiter. It's possible to suggest another limitation of Tosfos.
The Trumas Edition. The Kuntras HaSveikas says the Trumas Edition holds.
Our Tosfos holds like the Trumas Edition, correct. That a Ruben Issa Kaman is Motzi Mamun, correct.
Yes.
And if the mechanics of.
So why don't they be cool like the Trumas Edition by the Klai Sveikas and Laman Vav that the Shach brought down?
That what?
That the Trumas Edition held like.
That was by Efshalavar.
Yeah. But that would mean this that it would, meaning if the Trumas Edition is holding like Rabbeinu Tam over there, that you would not have to be Mavar the Suffix. So then here, why then wouldn't it be a steer? Meaning, how does he understand?
Well,
so
the end
like, is it like a Rubidis command?
Maybe a Rubidis command, Daniel. Maybe you don't have to be Mavar, you would say. Maybe. Uh-huh. Maybe you'd have to say that. It's a good horror you're saying. And maybe to answer your horror, maybe you'd say Rubidis command, I don't have to be Mavar. Maybe. A good horror. Okay, also another limitation. Next question. Pnei Yoshua points out that maybe Tosfos Fakes like Motzi Mamun is only with the tzir of a Bari and a Shema. Here you have a Bari and a Shema. Okay?
Who's that?
That's what the Pnei Yoshua wanted to say. Okay? Maybe you could say, Halacha Lamaisa, that according to Tosfos Fakes like it works only with the tzir of a Bari and a Shema. But a Bari or a Shema, forget about it. It wouldn't work. Okay? A little strange because the Shmaitza points out Tyson Daf Yud Beis that says Sveik is Motzi Mamun even without Bari Hashem. Okay, but that's another limitation we have at the Pnei Yeshua. Okay, Weiter now. Now, we spent a lot of time on analyzing Tyson's Teretz. We discussed now the great length, the premise and chazering, the premise of Tyson that a Sveik is Motzi Mamun. But technically, it's not a Sveik Zeka, because we said the Savi of Onus might have been when? Eino Taktav, so it's like a Mekach Tovs, right? So how do you understand that answer? So one way of understanding that answer, and we basically said it already, but I want to get this as a question, and that is that the Shev Shmaitza basically says, well, let's say it like this, the Mahalach. The Mahalach is like this. The Pnei Yoshua said, you know what Tosus means? Tosus means is that really the husband has a Sveik Sveik on his side too. What's a Sveik Sveika? Onus or Ratzon. And even if it was Ratzon, even if it was Onus, maybe it was Lav Tachta, it was a Mekach Tos. Now, Tosus basically was giving the answer is that, you know why the Sveik Sveik is not Motzi Mamun and making her win? Because he has a Sveik Sveik on his side too. It's Onus or Ratzon. Even if it was Onus, maybe it was Lav Tachta. And that would be Mekach Tos. You should have told him. That's in other words what Tosus was driving. That's how the Pnei Yoshua interprets it. That's the first part of this question. That's how Pnei Yoshua interprets Tosfos Teretz. That in essence, there's an opposing Sveik Sveika against her on his side. You follow me? That's the way the Pnei Yeshua wants to say it. So the Shmaitzer asks on that. He says, not true. It's not true because how can you tell me the Baal is a Sveik Seika? There's a side to say that he's not a Bucky at all, right? If there's a side to say he's not a Bucky at all, maybe she wasn't Mizana. How can you tell me there's a suffix of whether what? Whether it was Onus or Ratzon. There's a side to say he was not a Bucky. If he was not a Bucky, then maybe she wasn't Mizana at all. How can you tell me he has a Sveik Seika on his side? What's a Sveik Seika? Right? Onus or Ratzon, Tim Salomro is Onus, right? Maybe it was what? Maybe it was Lav Tachtav. But you forgot about that there's another suffix there, Bucky and a Bucky. And a Bucky and a Bucky destroys the suffix of what of Onus or Ratzon. Because if it wasn't a Bucky, maybe she wasn't Mizana. So he says that's not the Pshat in Taisus. Please get it. The Shmaitzer says against the Pnei Yeshua. That cannot be the Pshat in Taisus. Shmaitzer is Shmaitzer Aleph Pirkei Tes. So the Shmaitzer says his own Pshat. What does the Shmaitzer say? The Shmaitzer says basically what we said, that the only time the Sveik Sveika when the Sveikas are equal, when the Sveikas that are Shakul. If they are Shakul, if the Sveikas are equal, then we say a Sveik Sveika. Here they're not Shakul. The first Sufik what? Whether he's a Bucky or not, is a Suffolk Shuckle. The second Suffolk of whether, even if he's a Bucky, maybe it was Tachtav, Baonis, right? That's not Shuckle. Why? Because maybe it was Eno Tachtav. You follow me? So that's why I said the numbers are rigged. That's what the Shmaitz is basically saying. Yeah, in other words, in order to have a sake, they have to be equal. 50-50, then you break it down to 25-25, it comes out to 75-25. Here it's not the case. It's Bucky and a Bucky, and even if it was an Onus, it might not have just been what? Tachtav. It might have been Eno Tachtav. So the numbers become rigged.
Is it, wait a second. Bucky and a Bucky is but if it's a fake fake of Onus.
No, no. Bucky and a Bucky, then what's the next step? Even if he's a Bucky, maybe it was what? Onus.
Okay, it was Onus.
Onus, right. So that helps her. But that's not good, that Onus, because that Onus might have been Eno Tachtav. If that Onus is Eno Tachtav, then she should have told him. So that makes the numbers rigged. That's what he's saying. And the truth of the matter is, at the end of the day, the husband really has a sveik sveika based on that. Shema was Ratzon, Yintim Slom was Onus, maybe it was not Tachtav. So in other words, Klape, the suffix Shani, he has a sveik sveika, the Patron. So it's like there's a rove, the numbers are pushing it, that it was not Tachtav Onus, and therefore should be a sveik sveika. That's the way that Shmaitzer wanted to interpret the Taisus, okay, that the numbers are rigged. Not the pshat that he has an opposing Sveik Sveika. Once you say the numbers are rigged, Hitaka will have a Sveik Sveika on his side that's better.
Even if the numbers are rigged, don't you still have a 62.5 for 37.5 majority still?
Why? That Sveik really goes up, and you might, but a Sveik Sveika has to be Shakul. You might.
Why? Don't we have a... Didn't,
we said Bucky and a Bucky, and Tim Sloan was Bucky. Maybe it was an Onus.
Right, 50-50, Bucky, Bucky, and then...
Maybe it was an Onus. But that Onus...
It's not 25.
It might have been Eno Tachtav, though.
25. Yeah, so it's...
No, but I'm saying if the Onus is Eno Tachtav, it's a nothing. It doesn't help you at all.
But it's only... Half the time it's Tachtav, half the time
that's true, that's true. But I think the answer is, if you view it like the Rav and Rabbeinu Tam, that it's a canon or an
F-15. Yeah, it's not a canon, but...
That's what I'm saying. I think you have to say it like that. That's what this this fits like very well. You're right. You know, Johnny's saying, if you break it down, are the numbers really rigged? Not so. Maybe it's like 62.
Maybe the Ashbel will say that it's only going to work in Tom Rove.
When it's Shuckle.
It's a significant Rove.
Correct. Could be what here Daniel's saying, too, as well.
No, I thought we did on the board once, like maybe Akiva Eger said we still have...
No, we did do it, but Daniel's saying good. It could be the Rashba would say it needed to be rigorous. It has to be 75-25. Less than that wouldn't be good. Or you could say like the Rav Shtrat and Rabbeinu Tam, one of the two. Okay, but it could be. You're saying it's good, but it could be that the Shmites are saying that Tais didn't accept it.
You could say who cares, because Rove by numbers doesn't mostly mellow anyways.
No, what'd you say? No, we said if the Ruben Yisrael come on, it does work. But this is a different interpretation in Taisus. This is a different interpretation of the saying that Taisus is saying. In this case, Lamaisa giving a special answer, remember? Special answer is that it's not a legitimate Sveik Sveika. Because the numbers, let's say, are rigged, we're saying it's not a Sveik HaShakal. In general, a good Sveik Sveika is good because Ruba Yisrael come on, we could say. But this
particular...
We said that there are four possibilities why a Sveik Sveika is Mutter. One of them is a Ruba Yisrael come on. So what's the svar why a Sveik Sveika could be Motzi Mamun? Ain't Hochad B'Mamun Acharov. That's by Ruben Lesa Kamat. by Rubid Issa Kaman is Motzi Moment. So maybe Sveik Sveika works based on Rubid Issa Kaman, and that could also be Motzi Moment.
What does that mean, Rubid Issa Kaman?
Remember we said that the stores are in front of your face? There are two types of rov. We chazed this.
I thought that was a totally separate category.
No, there are two types of rov. Statistical and in front of your face. So is a Sveik Sveika a Rubid Issa Kaman statistical, or is it in front of your face? We wrote on the board. It's a rov of Tzadim. That was Rivash
Shita. Yeah, and then we said that like, the Nafim Tuna was Mammon.
We said Poshup Shat was that whenever it's Mammon, it for sure does work. But we're bringing a Shita now that says by Rubit the Issa come out, even Mammon it will work. Generally, you're right. We assume all Enoch and Aro by both. But there is a Shita in Rishonim that says that was only by Rubit the Issa come out. Okay? This was a previous question we said. Okay? There's a way of doing Mazbat Taisis. Okay. So that's what we want to say from the Shmaitza, how it was Mazbat Taisis Teretz. Okay? The reason why it's not a legitimate Sveik Sveika. Okay, then we had a Reb Shimon. Remember what the Reb Shimon said in the Shari Osher? What did the Reb Shimon say? He wanted to say a Chiddush. What was the Chiddush? That a Sveik Sveika is Motzi Mammon according to Tosfos. When what? When the Cheskes Mammon is in jeopardy. When the Cheskes Mammon is in jeopardy, right? When the Cheskes Mammon is in jeopardy, right? So then we assume halacha l'maisa that the sveik sveik is motzi mammon. But when the cheskes mammon is not in jeopardy, then a sveik sveik loses.
What does that mean, it's in jeopardy?
So if you think about this case, right? What's this case? There's a possibility maybe the onus was before the erison. So there's a sad that what? There's a sad to say that you're not chayiv at all. So in other words, the cheskes mammon of the man Shimon is never in jeopardy. He has the money in his pocket. You want to come forward and say she has a full-blown Sveik Sveika? It's not a full-blown Sveik Sveika. The full-blown Sveik Sveika, what kind of full-blown Sveik Sveika? A bucky. Im Tipsalon was a bucky. Maybe she was an onus. But maybe that onus is enotachtav. In other words, the Sveik Sveika has to destroy the Cheskes Mammon straight up. It never, in this case, it's not destroying it. That's what Reb Shimon wanted to say.
It's a good
Cheskes Mammon because, you never put it in jeopardy. Correct. Because the onus might have been Eino Tachtav. That's the way he wanted to say it, Poshup Shat. In other words, a good Sveik Sveika that directly destroys, a direct hit on the Cheskes Mammon, that would be good. But here it's not a direct hit. It doesn't, it doesn't put it in jeopardy. That's what he wanted to tie it.
Is it not a direct hit because it sounds like he also has the Sveik Sveika his way, like
you
said before?
Yeah, but you don't have to come on to that. The fact of the matter is that you could say from all you want, but maybe the onus was Eino Tachtav. You know, follow me?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's his terrors. Okay. Very good. What number are we up to? 28?
That was
27. Okay, good. All right, so I'll write him up, Belina Eder, today. Okay? All right, let's go. 20, whatever the next one is. Okay. Now, we had in the Tysus, the end of the Tysus. Let's get this. Let's get to this point here now, and then we'll pick it up tomorrow because we're still in this Tosis. But at the end of the Tosis, he brings up a Sveik Sveik of Sufik Mukutzeitz, Sufik Jusasish, and then plug it in accordingly. Even if she was a Jusasish, maybe she was what? Maybe it was Tachtav Nensa, when he stopped Chosadeim. Right? So Tosis proof in there that the Sufik bonus is not because maybe it was Kodem Erisin. So I want you just to, let's just get that. Why is there no Sveik Sveika Machlus? Maybe she was a Mukutzeitz. So you guys tell two answers to that in the same question. According to Taisus, it's not a Sufik. Because she was a Mukutzeitz, she would have said it. It's not embarrassing. We know that from Taisus Amad Aleph. Remember? We know that from Taisus Amad Aleph. Right? Taisus is trying to pick up all these Sveik Sveikas here. Maybe you have a legitimate Sveik Sveika. Again, at this point in the Gemara, guys, I keep stressing. He's believed to make her lose the Ksuba. Why is he believed she has a Sveik Sveika? We just destroyed that first Sveik Sveika. Taisus says, I have another one. Maybe she's a Mukutzeitz. That's not a suffix, because she would have said it. That's according to the Tysus. The Ramban gives another teretz. What's the Ramban's other teretz? Mukutzeitz is not common. It's not common. It's lo shchir. That was his answer. It was not common. And the Tosus by us said it's not a legitimate sex ache, because why? What is it? Mukutzeitz jusasish. And even if it was jusasish, maybe she was raped. But maybe she was raped ain't no tachtav, right? So again, it's not good. But you have other ways to answer that Sveik Sveika right away. Tyson Oman Aleph and the Ramban. Remember that, Daniel? Mm-hmm. So please get that down. Okay? Please get that down. Fine. And the last point, which we'll begin with tomorrow, okay, is the raya. We discussed that Tosos brought a raya because we got to get rid of this raya. We got to get rid of this raya. Remember, Tosos brought a raya that a sveik is motzi mamon from that mishra standing there nasty. Rov Rishonim says sveik is not motzi mamon. How do we get rid of that raya? So that we'll have to pick it up with God willing tomorrow and get to the shita zaramim too as well. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Proud of you guys. So you keep tossing. It was a little cooler in the room today, no?
Yeah,
much better. No. Still a little warm, but it's much was much better, thank God. Was still not there yet.
Thank you, Eddie.
Still got to keep your stabless on, right? Keep your stabless. You should turn the air conditioning on now.